Bear Comfort, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Sun Wei notices the movement out of the corner of his eye and lifts his eyes up from his book for a moment. There's a bit of grass and a small tree just beyond his balcony, and there's a young child who's just walked in there. Her steps are so dejected while she hugs a plush toy close to herself with one arm that Sun Wei can feel the sadness all the way where he's sitting. Quickly, he looks back down at his book, giving the child her privacy. Sun Wei doesn't mean to disturb the child. She must have come out there to find privacy, and Sun Wei doesn't want to violate that. But each moment that passes, Sun Wei can still feel her out there, and he can't help but glance her way every once in a while. He's lost his place in the book more than once now, until finally he just sets it down and still tries not to look at the child, feeling like that might already be an intrusion. She's just sitting there quietly on the grass, curled around the plush toy she's hugging to her chest. Sun Wei's heart goes out to her, the quiet sadness exuding from her making Sun Wei feel like he wants to help somehow. He doesn't mean to intrude, but somehow he finds himself getting up and quietly getting off his balcony without quite bothering to go inside and use his door. There's no one to see anyway. Sun Wei steps onto the grass quietly, and the girl doesn't seem to notice him at all. Even when he steps up right next to her, she doesn't look up. Sun Wei opens his mouth to say something, but he has no idea what to say to a sad little girl. He's not entirely sure he knows what to say to anyone who's sad. He's not sure his words had helped at all when it came to Li Qian, that one time. He crouches down next to her. It seems better to talk to her from the same height, not looming over her. Except then Sun Wei still has no idea what to say. And instead of saying anything at all, he just sits down on the grass instead, just sitting there with her quietly, trying very hard to think of anything at all he could say. After some time, there's quiet movement next to him and Sun Wei looks over at the girl, who's not quite looking at Sun Wei, but is quietly holding out her plush toy towards him. It's a stuffed bear, Sun Wei realizes now, and he definitely approves of the choice. Without him thinking, his hand moves towards the toy before he quickly stops himself. "I think it's better if you hold on to that, little girl," Sun Wei says quietly. Somehow it feels wrong to talk in anything but a quiet hush. She only looks at Sun Wei from the corner of her eye before quickly pulling the stuffed bear back and hugging it close again. "That's a very nice bear," Sun Wei says, feeling horribly awkward. "I like bears," he adds, like that fact might somehow help the conversation. "Oh," the little girl says. Then she holds the stuffed toy away from her a bit to look at it, before quickly hugging it close again. "He helps me when I'm feeling sad." Sun Wei's heart goes out to the girl. He really wants to thank her for wanting to share that piece of comfort with him, when it's clearly so important to her. But he doesn't quite know how to put that into words. "I don't really have anything like that," Sun Wei says, and then hesitates for a moment before reaching into his shirt and pulling out the pendant he usually keeps hidden. His fingers linger against it as he says, "I keep this on me all the time. It helps me feel better. It reminds me of someone important," he tells the little girl. He's not quite sure why he's telling her things he'd never really considered telling anyone. She nods seriously before saying, "He belongs to my Gurgur, but he's sick, so Gurgur gave him to me to keep me company, so I don't need to be sad." Sun Wei's heart clenches as it takes a moment to sort out her statement. "That's very nice of your brother," he says quietly. She makes a noise of agreement, nodding her head a bit. "Gurgur is nice, but he's in the hospital and Mom has to spend all her time there." Sun Wei nods. He lifts the pendant a bit, about to tuck it safely away again. "It's pretty," the girl says. Trinway instinctively looks down, smiling slightly. "Thank you," he says, as he slips it back under his shirt, pressing his hand against it for a moment. They're both quiet for a time after that, but Shenwei at least feels like it's a slightly more comfortable silence now. She isn't clutching her stuffed bear quite so tightly anymore. "Are you home alone?" Shenwei asks after some time, feeling slightly worried. She nods. "Mom is at the hospital again. She asks some of the aunties to look after me sometimes, but..." She shrugs a bit and then says in a rather small voice, "She doesn't want me at the hospital." Shenwei knows that most people tend to be busy these days, and he supposes he can understand not wanting the child to see a sick brother, depending on how serious the situation is. "What about your father?" he asks quietly. Perhaps he's prying, but at least it's only because he feels worried for her. "I don't have one anymore," she says. Shenwei nods and doesn't ask more about it. Shenwei hesitates for a moment and then slowly asks, "Are you hungry? I made dinner earlier and there's still food if you want some." She hesitates for a moment and then shakes her head. "I'm not supposed to go anywhere with strangers," she tells him seriously. "That's very sensible," Shenwei agrees. Then he thinks about it for a moment longer before offering, "My name is Shenwei. Perhaps when your mother comes home, I can introduce myself to her." The girl nods quickly and doesn't offer her own name in return. Shenwei doesn't mind. It's not a bad thing at all to be cautious. "If it's all right with your mother, then you can come to me if you need to. I like cooking, and I already feed Da Qing and Zhao Yunlan. It would be no trouble at all to make enough for one more," Shenwei says casually, more in an attempt to fill the silence than anything else. She blinks and looks at him inquisitively, which is far better than the sad look she's been sporting so far. "Who are they?" she asks. Shenwei hesitates for a moment, not entirely sure what to say about Zhao Yunlan. Then he shakes the thought away. It's not like he would explain the complicated relationship between himself and Zhao Yunlan to a child anyway. Or anyone. Not even Zhao Yunlan. "Zhao Yunlan is my friend," Shenwei says, smiling slightly as he thinks about Zhao Yunlan's response to those words. "Very close friends," Shenwei can almost hear Zhao Yunlan's voice in his head saying. He can imagine exactly what the grin on Zhao Yunlan's lips would look like. "Da Qing is his cat. They live right across the hall from me, so I usually make food for them too." She nods at his explanation. Shenwei hesitates for another moment and then says, "You can always go to Zhao Yunlan too. He's a police officer. He knows Zhao Yunlan would do his best to help if needed. He'll just have to remember to tell Zhao Yunlan about it." "Just not for food. That would be a very bad idea," he adds after a small moment. "Or any kind of housekeeping. He's not very good at that." The girl giggles and then quickly covers her mouth with her hand. "I have to clean his home, you know," Shenwei says. She looks at him for a moment and then gives him a small cheeky grin. "You can come clean our room if you want to," she says. Shenwei laughs quietly and decides that Zhao Yunlan would definitely like the girl. The end.